Every day, life presents us with a chance to rebuild ourselves. We face challenges, we make mistakes, and we learn valuable lessons. But too often, we get caught up in the distractions around us and forget that the key to long-term success and happiness lies in focusing on ourselves. It's not about waiting for the perfect moment or hoping for things to change on their own. It's about taking intentional steps every day to become the person you want to be. This journey isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about small changes made consistently, day in and day out. If you want to see real change in your life, you need to commit to focusing on your own growth, development, and well-being. Rebuilding yourself means taking control of your actions, your mindset, and your environment so that you can reach your full potential. It's about putting your energy into the things that matter most and letting go of everything that holds you back. In this guide, you'll find practical advice and actionable insights that will help you rebuild yourself one day at a time. We'll explore topics like how to reconnect with your passions, how to set clear goals, and how to build habits that lead to lasting change. We'll dive into what it takes to prioritize your health, cultivate self-awareness, master your time, and develop the relationships that support your growth. Every part of this process is essential, and no matter where you are right now, it's possible to start taking meaningful steps toward becoming a better version of yourself. This journey is not easy, but it's worth every effort. There will be challenges along the way. There will be moments when you feel like giving up, but those are the moments that define you. Every time you face adversity and choose to keep moving forward, you become stronger. Rebuilding yourself is about creating a life where you are in control and where you feel empowered to make the changes that matter. The road to success doesn't happen overnight, but if you focus on the right things every day, the results will come. This is your opportunity to invest in yourself and take ownership of your life. It's time to stop waiting for the perfect circumstances and start building the foundation for your future today. If you're ready to take charge of your growth, commit to your personal development, and create a life that reflects your true potential, then let's dive in. The journey to rebuilding yourself starts right now. Chapter 1. Start where you are. Every journey begins with a decision to move forward. Right now, at this very moment, you have everything you need to take that first step. The truth is, you don't need to be perfect, and you don't need to have all the answers. You just need to begin. Life is not about waiting for the right circumstances to line up perfectly. It's about creating the change you want, starting with the resources and opportunities already in your hands. Take a moment to recognize where you are today, not where you wish you were, not where someone else thinks you should be, but exactly where you stand. This is your starting line. Life might feel overwhelming, or maybe even stagnant, but it's important to understand that change doesn't require grand gestures. It begins with small, intentional actions that build momentum over time. Pause and consider your current situation. Are there areas in your life that feel out of balance? Maybe it's your career, your health, your relationships, or even your mindset. Acknowledging these areas is the first step toward progress. It's not about focusing on what's wrong. It's about recognizing where growth is possible. Honesty with yourself is a powerful tool. It allows you to see clearly and set meaningful priorities. Think about the choices that have brought you here. Every decision, whether big or small, has shaped the life you're living today. This isn't about regret or blame. It's about understanding the patterns and habits that have influenced your path. When you take responsibility for those choices, you also take control of your future. Ownership is a turning point because it puts the power back in your hands. Change starts with awareness. Begin by examining how you spend your time, energy, and resources. Are your daily actions aligned with the kind of life you want to create? If not, what small adjustments can you make? Progress doesn't demand perfection. It thrives on consistent effort. Each positive choice you make, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. Excuses often hold people back from starting. Thoughts like, "I'm not ready," "it's too late," or "I don't know enough" can feel real, but they're just barriers we create in our minds. The truth is, waiting for the perfect time only delays the growth you're capable of achieving right now. Change happens when you decide to act, even when the circumstances aren't ideal. One of the most important things you can do is set an intention for your life. Think about what you truly want to achieve. What kind of person do you want to become? Having a clear picture of your goals gives you direction and purpose. Start by focusing on just one area of your life. Choose something meaningful that will give you the motivation to keep going. Your strengths are an essential part of this process. Take a moment to reflect on the qualities or skills that come naturally to you. Maybe you're good at solving problems, staying organized, or connecting with others. These strengths can be the foundation for your growth. Use them to build confidence and momentum as you work toward your goals. It's also important to remember that every small step counts. Sometimes the changes you make might seem too minor to matter, but over time, those small actions add up to something much greater. It's like planting a seed. At first, it might not look like much, but with consistent care and attention, it grows into something strong and remarkable. Starting where you are means embracing both the challenges and opportunities in front of you. It means recognizing that progress doesn't always happen overnight. There will be days when it feels difficult, and that's okay. The key is to keep moving forward, even when the path feels uncertain. Surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with and the environment you create play a big role in your journey. Seek out individuals who encourage and support your growth. Whether it's through conversations, books, or learning experiences, choose influences that inspire you to reach your potential. There's no need to compare your progress to anyone else's. Your journey is unique to you. Focus on your own steps and celebrate the progress you make along the way. Growth is not a competition. It's a personal commitment to becoming the best version of yourself. The decision to start is one of the most empowering choices you can make. It's a declaration that you are ready to invest in yourself and create the life you deserve. There's no need to wait for permission or validation from anyone else. You are capable of so much more than you realize, and the only way to unlock that potential is by taking action. Every day is an opportunity to start fresh. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday or last year. What matters is what you do with today. So take a deep breath, focus on what you can do right now, and trust that each step forward is bringing you closer to the life you want to live. This is your moment to rebuild. Begin where you are and let each day be a new chapter in your journey. The possibilities ahead are limitless, and the only thing standing between you and your goals is the decision to take that first step. Chapter 2. Reconnect with your passions. When life feels overwhelming or monotonous, it's easy to lose touch with the things that once made you feel alive. Those passions that once lit a fire within you may have been buried under responsibilities, routines, or setbacks. Reconnecting with what excites you isn't just about finding joy. It's about rediscovering the unique energy that drives you to grow and thrive. It's about finding meaning and purpose in the everyday moments. Start by remembering what used to make you happy. Think back to a time when you felt the most energized, creative, or fulfilled. What were you doing? Who were you with? These memories hold valuable clues about the things that matter most to you. Passions don't disappear. They may just fade into the background when life gets busy. Taking time to reflect on these moments can help you uncover what you've been missing. Sometimes rediscovering your passions requires trying new things. Maybe you've changed over the years, and what once excited you no longer holds the same appeal. That's okay. Growth often comes with new interests and possibilities. Be curious and explore areas that spark even the smallest bit of interest. Whether it's picking up an old hobby, learning a new skill, or simply spending time in nature, these activities can reignite a sense of purpose. Passions aren't always grand or obvious. They don't have to be about starting a business, traveling the world, or pursuing a career in the arts. They can be as simple as enjoying a good book, cooking a meal, or spending time helping others. The key is to find activities that bring a sense of fulfillment and connect you to something deeper. It's not about impressing others, it's about finding what resonates with you on a personal level. Life has a way of pulling our focus in many directions. Between work, family, and other commitments, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. Reconnecting with your passions requires setting aside time to focus on yourself. This isn't selfish, it's necessary. When you nurture your passions, you bring more energy and positivity into every area of your life. Take small, consistent steps to integrate these activities into your daily routine, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Dedicating time to something you love can make a big difference. These moments act as a recharge, reminding you of who you are and what you're capable of achieving. Surround yourself with people who encourage your growth. Share your passions with others who understand their value. Whether it's joining a community, connecting with like-minded individuals, or sharing your experiences with close friends, these relationships can provide inspiration and support. Being around others who share your enthusiasm can keep your momentum strong. Challenges and setbacks can sometimes cause you to doubt the value of your passions. You might wonder if they're worth pursuing, especially if they don't seem practical or productive. It's important to remember that passions aren't about meeting external expectations, they're about creating a life that feels meaningful to you. When you follow what lights you up, it often leads to unexpected opportunities and growth. Passions can also evolve into skills that enrich your life in surprising ways. For example, a love for writing could lead to sharing your story with others, or a hobby like gardening could teach you patience and care. These experiences often build confidence, resilience, and creativity, qualities that benefit every area of your life. Reconnecting with your passions is not a one-time event, it's an ongoing process. Life will continue to change, and your interests may shift as well. Staying connected to your passions requires reflection and a willingness to adapt. It's about keeping your mind and heart open to what brings joy and meaning. Even when life feels busy or uncertain, there's always room to nurture the things that make you feel alive. Start with small actions, and let those moments grow into something bigger. By dedicating time to your passions, you're not just improving your own well-being, you're also inspiring others to do the same. When people see you living with purpose, it encourages them to explore their own possibilities. Every day is an opportunity to choose what kind of life you want to create. Reconnecting with your passions isn't about fixing what's wrong, it's about building on what's right. It's about rediscovering the things that make you unique and embracing them fully. When you focus on what brings you joy, you create a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. The journey to reconnect with your passions is personal and unique to you. It's not about comparing yourself to others or rushing to find answers. It's about taking the time to listen to your inner voice and follow where it leads. Trust that this process will guide you to a place of deeper understanding and growth. Every step you take toward rediscovering your passions is a step toward becoming the person you're meant to be. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. Start with where you are and take each moment as an opportunity to explore what truly matters to you. Your passions are a powerful force, and when you reconnect with them, you'll find a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment. Chapter 3. Build a foundation of discipline. Building a foundation of discipline is one of the most empowering steps you can take to transform your life. Discipline is the key that unlocks consistent progress, even when motivation fades or challenges arise. It's not about being rigid or controlling every aspect of your day. It's about creating habits that support your goals and values. When you cultivate discipline, you're giving yourself the tools to overcome obstacles, stay focused, and achieve what truly matters. The first step in establishing discipline is getting clear on why it's important to you. Understanding the why behind your actions gives you a reason to push forward when things feel difficult. Maybe it's about improving your health, advancing your career, or being a better role model for your loved ones. Whatever the reason, make it personal and meaningful. A clear purpose keeps you grounded and motivated to stay on track, even during tough times. Discipline starts with small, manageable actions. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by big goals or long-term plans, but breaking them down into smaller steps makes them more achievable. Focus on what you can do today that moves you closer to where you want to be. It might be as simple as waking up a little earlier, eating a healthier meal, or spending 15 minutes working on a project. These small actions build momentum and confidence over time. Creating a routine is a powerful way to strengthen discipline. A consistent schedule helps you stay organized and focused, reducing the temptation to procrastinate or get distracted. Start by identifying the most important tasks for your day and prioritizing them. Build time into your routine for the activities that matter most to you, whether that's exercise, personal development, or spending time with family. A well-structured day gives you a sense of control and purpose. It's also important to minimize distractions that pull you away from your goals. In today's world, there's no shortage of things vying for your attention: social media, notifications, and endless entertainment options can easily derail your focus. Take time to evaluate how you're spending your time and identify areas where you can make adjustments. Setting boundaries, such as limiting screen time or creating designated work hours, helps you stay committed to what's important. Building discipline requires self-awareness and honesty. It's essential to recognize your own habits and patterns, especially those that may be holding you back. Are there areas where you tend to make excuses or give up too easily? Being honest with yourself allows you to identify these challenges and address them head-on. It's not about being hard on yourself. It's about taking responsibility for your choices and learning from them. Accountability is another powerful tool in developing discipline. Sharing your goals with someone you trust or working with a mentor can provide the encouragement and support you need to stay on track. Knowing that someone else is invested in your success can be a strong motivator to keep going, even when you feel like giving up. Surrounding yourself with people who encourage your growth reinforces your commitment to building a disciplined mindset. One of the most challenging aspects of discipline is staying consistent when progress feels slow. There will be days when you question whether your efforts are making a difference, but it's important to trust the process. Success rarely happens overnight. It's the result of consistent effort over time. Celebrate the small victories along the way and remind yourself that every step forward, no matter how small, brings you closer to your goals. Discipline also requires patience and self-compassion. There will be times when you slip up or fall short of your expectations. Instead of being discouraged, use these moments as opportunities to learn and grow. Reflect on what went wrong and think about how you can approach things differently next time. Progress is not about being perfect. It's about being persistent and willing to keep trying. One of the best ways to strengthen discipline is by creating a positive environment that supports your goals. Surround yourself with people, tools, and resources that inspire and motivate you. This might include reading books, listening to podcasts, or joining a community of like-minded individuals. A supportive environment keeps you focused and energized, even when challenges arise. Discipline isn't just about working harder, it's also about working smarter. Take time to evaluate your habits and routines to see if they align with your priorities. Are there areas where you can simplify or streamline your efforts? Finding ways to be more efficient with your time and energy allows you to focus on what truly matters without feeling overwhelmed or burned out. Over time, discipline becomes less about willpower and more about habit. When you consistently practice disciplined actions, they become second nature. You no longer have to force yourself to do the things that once felt difficult. They become part of who you are. This transformation is empowering and reinforces your ability to take on new challenges with confidence. Discipline is a lifelong journey. It's not something you achieve once and then forget about. It requires ongoing attention and effort. Life will always present new challenges and opportunities, and maintaining a disciplined mindset helps you navigate them with clarity and purpose. Each day is an opportunity to strengthen your foundation and build on the progress you've made. By prioritizing discipline in your life, you're not just creating better habits, you're creating a better version of yourself. It's a process of growth and self-discovery that brings you closer to your potential. With discipline, you have the power to shape your life in meaningful and lasting ways. Every step you take reinforces your commitment to living a life of purpose and fulfillment. Chapter 4. Prioritize your physical health. Taking care of your physical health is one of the most valuable investments you can make in yourself. When your body is strong and well cared for, it becomes the foundation for everything else in your life. You'll have more energy, greater focus, and a clearer mind to handle challenges and make progress in the areas that matter most. Your physical health isn't just about how you look, it's about how you feel, how you function, and how you live. A good starting point is to recognize that your body is your responsibility. No one else can make decisions for it, and the choices you make each day shape how you feel now and in the future. It doesn't matter what your past habits have been or where you're starting from. What matters is the actions you take today and the consistency you maintain over time. Every small step adds up to meaningful change. Paying attention to what you eat is one of the simplest yet most impactful ways to support your health. Food is more than just fuel. It's the building block for your energy, strength, and vitality. Choosing whole, nutrient-rich foods provides your body with what it needs to perform at its best. This doesn't mean you have to overhaul your diet overnight. Start by adding more vegetables, fruits, and lean proteins to your meals. Gradually reduce the amount of processed and sugary foods and drink more water throughout the day. These small adjustments can make a big difference in how you feel. Movement is another essential part of caring for your body. Physical activity isn't just about staying in shape, it's about staying active and capable throughout your life. Exercise strengthens your muscles, improves your cardiovascular health, and supports mental clarity. Find activities that you enjoy and can stick with. Whether it's walking, swimming, dancing, or lifting weights, the key is to move regularly. You don't need to spend hours at the gym. Even 30 minutes a day of moderate activity can have profound benefits. Getting enough rest is just as important as eating well and exercising. Sleep is when your body repairs itself, restores energy, and processes the day's experiences. Without adequate rest, it's harder to focus, make decisions, and manage stress. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a calming bedtime routine and stick to a regular sleep schedule, even on weekends. Avoid screens and heavy meals before bed, and make your sleeping environment as comfortable and quiet as possible. Managing stress is also crucial for your physical health. Chronic stress can take a toll on your body, affecting everything from your immune system to your heart health. Learning to manage stress doesn't mean avoiding challenges or responsibilities. It means finding ways to respond to them that protect your well-being. Deep breathing, mindfulness, and spending time in nature are simple practices that can help. Talking with a trusted friend or seeking professional support when needed can also make a significant difference. Another important aspect of physical health is preventive care. Regular checkups with your doctor, dentist, and other healthcare providers can catch potential issues early and keep you informed about your health. Don't wait until something feels wrong to take action. Staying proactive ensures that you're addressing any concerns before they become bigger problems. Seeking feedback from others can also deepen your self-awareness. Sometimes, it's hard to see ourselves clearly, and the perspective of someone we trust can be incredibly valuable. Ask for honest input about how you come across, how you handle situations, or what strengths and weaknesses others notice in you. Be open to hearing their observations without getting defensive. Use their insights to grow and improve, but always filter their opinions through your own understanding of who you are. Self-awareness also involves being present in the moment. It's easy to get caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, but real awareness happens here and now. Pay attention to what's happening around you and how you're experiencing it. Notice the details you might otherwise overlook. The sound of a conversation, the feeling of the sun on your skin, or the way you breathe when you're calm. Being mindful of your surroundings and your inner state connects you more deeply to life and to yourself. Another aspect of self-awareness is knowing your purpose. What drives you? What do you feel passionate about? Reflecting on these questions helps you uncover what gives you a sense of meaning and fulfillment. When you know what you're working toward, it becomes easier to make decisions and set priorities. Purpose acts as a compass, keeping you focused on what's truly important. Self-awareness isn't something you achieve once and then forget about. It's a continuous process of learning, reflecting, and growing. Life will present new challenges, and with each one, you'll have the chance to deepen your understanding of yourself. Keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep striving to be the best version of yourself. When you cultivate self-awareness, you're giving yourself the gift of clarity and control. You're not at the mercy of old habits or unconscious patterns. Instead, you're able to live intentionally, choosing the thoughts, actions, and relationships that align with your goals. Self-awareness empowers you to take ownership of your life, and that ownership is the foundation for lasting change. Chapter 6. Master Your Time. Time is one of the most valuable resources you have, yet it's also the one that can never be replenished. How you manage it determines the quality of your days, your achievements, and ultimately, your life. When you understand the importance of time and take control of how you spend it, you unlock the ability to accomplish more and feel more in tune with your goals. The way you manage your time reflects how much you value yourself and the things that matter most to you. Start by being honest about how you currently spend your time. Every day is made up of small choices, and those choices add up quickly. You might think you know where your hours go, but until you actively track them, it's easy to lose sight of how much time is wasted on things that don't contribute to your growth or happiness. Write down how you spend a typical day, hour by hour, and review it with an open mind. You may discover patterns that are holding you back, like too much time spent scrolling on your phone or procrastinating tasks that feel overwhelming. Once you've identified areas where time is being lost, decide what truly deserves your attention. Not everything is equally important, and trying to do everything at once only leads to burnout. Prioritize the activities and commitments that align with your goals and values. This might mean cutting back on things that don't serve you or saying no to requests that pull you away from your focus. It's not about being selfish. It's about being intentional with the time you have. Planning your day is one of the most effective ways to take control of your time. When you wake up with a clear plan, you reduce the stress of figuring out what to do next. Use a journal, a planner, or even a simple piece of paper to outline your priorities for the day. Break them down into manageable steps so you're not overwhelmed by the size of your tasks. Focus on completing the most important things first, when your energy and concentration are at their peak. Even small progress on meaningful tasks can give you a sense of accomplishment and momentum. Seeking feedback from others can also deepen your self-awareness. Sometimes, it's hard to see ourselves clearly, and the perspective of someone we trust can be incredibly valuable. Ask for honest input about how you come across, how you handle situations, or what strengths and weaknesses others notice in you. Be open to hearing their observations without getting defensive. Use their insights to grow and improve, but always filter their opinions through your own understanding of who you are. Self-awareness also involves being present in the moment. It's easy to get caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, but real awareness happens here and now. Pay attention to what's happening around you and how you're experiencing it. Notice the details you might otherwise overlook. The sound of a conversation, the feeling of the sun on your skin, or the way you breathe when you're calm. Being mindful of your surroundings and your inner state connects you more deeply to life and to yourself. Another aspect of self-awareness is knowing your purpose. What drives you? What do you feel passionate about? Reflecting on these questions helps you uncover what gives you a sense of meaning and fulfillment. When you know what you're working toward, it becomes easier to make decisions and set priorities. Purpose acts as a compass, keeping you focused on what's truly important. Self-awareness isn't something you achieve once and then forget about. It's a continuous process of learning, reflecting, and growing. Life will present new challenges, and with each one, you'll have the chance to deepen your understanding of yourself. Keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep striving to be the best version of yourself. When you cultivate self-awareness, you're giving yourself the gift of clarity and control. You're not at the mercy of old habits or unconscious patterns. Instead, you're able to live intentionally, choosing the thoughts, actions, and relationships that align with your goals. Self-awareness empowers you to take ownership of your life, and that ownership is the foundation for lasting change. Chapter 6. Master Your Time. Time is one of the most valuable resources you have, yet it's also the one that can never be replenished. How you manage it determines the quality of your days, your achievements, and ultimately, your life. When you understand the importance of time and take control of how you spend it, you unlock the ability to accomplish more and feel more in tune with your goals. The way you manage your time reflects how much you value yourself and the things that matter most to you. Start by being honest about how you currently spend your time. Every day is made up of small choices, and those choices add up quickly. You might think you know where your hours go, but until you actively track them, it's easy to lose sight of how much time is wasted on things that don't contribute to your growth or happiness. Write down how you spend a typical day, hour by hour, and review it with an open mind. You may discover patterns that are holding you back, like too much time spent scrolling on your phone or procrastinating tasks that feel overwhelming. Once you've identified areas where time is being lost, decide what truly deserves your attention. Not everything is equally important, and trying to do everything at once only leads to burnout. Prioritize the activities and commitments that align with your goals and values. This might mean cutting back on things that don't serve you or saying no to requests that pull you away from your focus. It's not about being selfish. It's about being intentional with the time you have. Planning your day is one of the most effective ways to take control of your time. When you wake up with a clear plan, you reduce the stress of figuring out what to do next. Use a journal, a planner, or even a simple piece of paper to outline your priorities for the day. Break them down into manageable steps so you're not overwhelmed by the size of your tasks. Focus on completing the most important things first, when your energy and concentration are at their peak. Even small progress on meaningful tasks can give you a sense of accomplishment and momentum. Another key to mastering your time is learning to set boundaries. Time is often lost when you allow others to dictate how you spend it. Whether it's unnecessary meetings, interruptions, or constant notifications, these distractions can eat away at your productivity. Take charge by creating blocks of uninterrupted time where you can focus without distractions. Let people know when you're unavailable and stick to those boundaries. The ability to protect your time is a skill that will benefit you in every area of your life. Balancing work and rest is crucial for managing time effectively. Pushing yourself to work endlessly might seem productive, but it often leads to exhaustion and mistakes. Recognize when you need a break and allow yourself to recharge. Short breaks can actually improve your focus and efficiency, while longer periods of rest, like a good night's sleep or a weekend away from work, keep you energized for the challenges ahead. Your well-being should always be part of your time management strategy. Eliminating distractions is another way to make better use of your time. In today's world, there are endless things competing for your attention, from social media to endless streams of emails. Identify the distractions that affect you most and find ways to minimize them. Turn off notifications, create a designated workspace, or limit your time on non-essential activities. When you remove distractions, you free up mental space to concentrate on what truly matters. Delegating tasks is an often overlooked way to maximize your time. You don't have to do everything yourself, and learning to trust others with certain responsibilities can lighten your load. Whether it's at work or at home, identify tasks that can be handled by someone else and let them take the lead. This not only saves you time, but also allows others to grow and contribute in meaningful ways. Reflecting on how you spend your time is just as important as planning it. At the end of each day, take a moment to review what you accomplished and how you felt about the day. Were you focused? Did you use your time wisely? What could you do differently tomorrow? These reflections help you make adjustments and improve over time. It's not about being perfect. It's about learning and growing. Investing your time in personal growth is one of the best decisions you can make. Use some of your hours to learn new skills, read, or work on projects that excite you. When you spend time improving yourself, you create opportunities for future success and fulfillment. Think of time as a resource that, when invested wisely, pays dividends in the form of progress and satisfaction. And remember that managing your time is a lifelong practice. There will be days when things don't go as planned, and that's okay. The key is to stay consistent and keep adjusting your approach as you learn more about what works for you. Treat each day as a fresh opportunity to make choices that move you closer to your goals. Time is precious, and how you use it defines the life you build for yourself. Chapter 7. Set clear and achievable goals. Achieving success in any area of life begins with having a clear sense of direction. Goals act as the roadmap that guides your actions and decisions, providing a sense of purpose that keeps you moving forward. Without them, it's easy to drift, wasting time and energy on things that don't matter. Setting clear and achievable goals isn't just about imagining where you want to be. It's about defining the steps to get there and creating a practical plan to make it happen. Start by asking yourself what you truly want to achieve. This might take some time to figure out, and that's okay. The key is to dig deep and focus on what genuinely matters to you, not what others expect of you. Think about the areas of your life you want to improve or develop: career, relationships, health, finances, personal growth. Once you identify what's most important, you can start shaping specific goals that reflect those priorities. The more specific you are, the easier it will be to focus your efforts and measure your progress. When setting your goals, make sure they're realistic. Ambition is important, but goals that are too far out of reach can lead to frustration and discouragement. Break them down into smaller, manageable steps so each one feels achievable. If you want to save money, for example, start by setting a monthly savings target rather than focusing solely on the end amount. By creating smaller milestones, you build confidence and momentum as you achieve them. Another key to mastering your time is learning to set boundaries. Time is often lost when you allow others to dictate how you spend it. Whether it's unnecessary meetings, interruptions, or constant notifications, these distractions can eat away at your productivity. Take charge by creating blocks of uninterrupted time where you can focus without distractions. Let people know when you're unavailable and stick to those boundaries. The ability to protect your time is a skill that will benefit you in every area of your life. Balancing work and rest is crucial for managing time effectively. Pushing yourself to work endlessly might seem productive, but it often leads to exhaustion and mistakes. Recognize when you need a break and allow yourself to recharge. Short breaks can actually improve your focus and efficiency, while longer periods of rest, like a good night's sleep or a weekend away from work, keep you energized for the challenges ahead. Your well-being should always be part of your time management strategy. Eliminating distractions is another way to make better use of your time. In today's world, there are endless things competing for your attention, from social media to endless streams of emails. Identify the distractions that affect you most and find ways to minimize them. Turn off notifications, create a designated workspace, or limit your time on non-essential activities. When you remove distractions, you free up mental space to concentrate on what truly matters. Delegating tasks is an often overlooked way to maximize your time. You don't have to do everything yourself, and learning to trust others with certain responsibilities can lighten your load. Whether it's at work or at home, identify tasks that can be handled by someone else and let them take the lead. This not only saves you time, but also allows others to grow and contribute in meaningful ways. Reflecting on how you spend your time is just as important as planning it. At the end of each day, take a moment to review what you accomplished and how you felt about the day. Were you focused? Did you use your time wisely? What could you do differently tomorrow? These reflections help you make adjustments and improve over time. It's not about being perfect. It's about learning and growing. Investing your time in personal growth is one of the best decisions you can make. Use some of your hours to learn new skills, read, or work on projects that excite you. When you spend time improving yourself, you create opportunities for future success and fulfillment. Think of time as a resource that, when invested wisely, pays dividends in the form of progress and satisfaction. And remember that managing your time is a lifelong practice. There will be days when things don't go as planned, and that's okay. The key is to stay consistent and keep adjusting your approach as you learn more about what works for you. Treat each day as a fresh opportunity to make choices that move you closer to your goals. Time is precious, and how you use it defines the life you build for yourself. Chapter 7. Set clear and achievable goals. Achieving success in any area of life begins with having a clear sense of direction. Goals act as the roadmap that guides your actions and decisions, providing a sense of purpose that keeps you moving forward. Without them, it's easy to drift, wasting time and energy on things that don't matter. Setting clear and achievable goals isn't just about imagining where you want to be. It's about defining the steps to get there and creating a practical plan to make it happen. Start by asking yourself what you truly want to achieve. This might take some time to figure out, and that's okay. The key is to dig deep and focus on what genuinely matters to you, not what others expect of you. Think about the areas of your life you want to improve or develop: career, relationships, health, finances, personal growth. Once you identify what's most important, you can start shaping specific goals that reflect those priorities. The more specific you are, the easier it will be to focus your efforts and measure your progress. When setting your goals, make sure they're realistic. Ambition is important, but goals that are too far out of reach can lead to frustration and discouragement. Break them down into smaller, manageable steps so each one feels achievable. If you want to save money, for example, start by setting a monthly savings target rather than focusing solely on the end amount. By creating smaller milestones, you build confidence and momentum as you achieve them. Chapter 8. Develop healthy relationships. Building healthy relationships is one of the most valuable investments you can make in your life. The people you surround yourself with play a significant role in shaping your mindset, your habits, and your overall outlook. Positive relationships add meaning, support, and joy to life, while toxic ones can drain your energy and pull you away from your goals. Choosing to nurture and prioritize meaningful connections requires intention and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. The first step is understanding the importance of mutual respect. In any relationship, whether it's with a friend, family member, or colleague, respect creates a foundation for trust and open communication. Respect means valuing someone's thoughts, feelings, and boundaries. It's not about agreeing with everything they say, but about treating them with dignity and kindness. When both people feel respected, the relationship becomes a safe space for growth and collaboration. Effective communication is another cornerstone of healthy relationships. It's not just about talking, it's about listening and understanding. When someone shares their thoughts or feelings, Take the time to genuinely hear them without judgment or interruption. People feel valued when they know they're being listened to, and this builds stronger bonds. At the same time, expressing yourself honestly and clearly is essential. Share your needs and feelings in a way that encourages understanding rather than conflict. Boundaries are crucial in maintaining balance in relationships. They define what's acceptable and what's not, ensuring that both people feel respected and valued. Establishing boundaries might feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you're used to putting others' needs before your own. However, setting clear limits helps prevent resentment and ensures that your relationships remain healthy and supportive. Remember, boundaries aren't about pushing people away, they're about creating space for mutual respect and understanding. Surrounding yourself with people who uplift and inspire you is a powerful way to enhance your well-being. These are the individuals who encourage you to reach for your goals, celebrate your successes, and stand by you during challenges. Seek out relationships that energize you and align with your values. At the same time, be mindful of people who consistently bring negativity into your life. It's not always easy, but distancing yourself from toxic influences can make a significant difference in your happiness and growth. Support is a two-way street in any healthy relationship. While it's important to have people who are there for you, it's equally important to be there for them. Offer your time, attention, and encouragement when someone you care about is facing challenges or pursuing their goals. Acts of kindness, no matter how small, strengthen your bond and create a sense of trust and reciprocity. Supporting others also fosters a sense of purpose and connection that benefits both of you. Appreciation and gratitude are essential in maintaining strong relationships. Take the time to acknowledge and thank the people in your life for their support, kindness, and presence. A simple word of appreciation can make someone feel valued and deepen your connection. Gratitude also shifts your focus from what's missing to what you already have, fostering a positive perspective that enhances all your interactions. Conflict is a natural part of any relationship, but how you handle it determines whether it strengthens or weakens your bond. Avoiding conflict might seem easier, but unresolved issues can create tension and distance over time. Approach disagreements with a mindset of understanding and collaboration rather than defensiveness or blame. Focus on finding solutions that work for both of you and be willing to compromise when necessary. Resolving conflicts constructively builds trust and strengthens your relationship. Growth is a vital component of any meaningful connection. Encourage each other to pursue personal development and embrace new challenges. Celebrate each other's successes and support each other's efforts to grow and improve. A relationship that fosters growth allows both people to thrive individually while also strengthening their bond. Growth doesn't mean changing who you are. It means becoming the best version of yourself and supporting others in doing the same. Time and attention are among the most valuable gifts you can offer in a relationship. In today's fast-paced world, distractions are everywhere, making it easy to lose sight of what truly matters. Prioritize quality time with the people you care about, whether it's through meaningful conversations, shared experiences, or simple acts of kindness. Being present and fully engaged shows that you value their company and strengthens your connection. Self-awareness plays a key role in building healthy relationships. Understanding your own emotions, needs, and patterns helps you navigate interactions with greater clarity and intention. Reflect on your behavior and how it affects others, and be open to feedback that helps you grow. When you approach relationships with self-awareness, you're better equipped to create positive and meaningful connections. Forgiveness is another important aspect of maintaining strong relationships. People make mistakes, and holding on to grudges only creates unnecessary pain. Forgiving doesn't mean condoning harmful behavior. It means letting go of resentment and choosing to focus on healing and growth. Forgiveness frees you from the weight of past conflicts and opens the door to renewed understanding and connection. Diversity in relationships brings richness and perspective to your life. Surrounding yourself with people from different backgrounds, experiences, and viewpoints broadens your understanding and helps you grow as a person. Embrace the opportunity to learn from others and appreciate the unique qualities they bring to your life. Building relationships with people who see the world differently enhances your empathy and strengthens your ability to connect with others. Honesty is the foundation of trust in any relationship. Being truthful and transparent creates a sense of security and reliability that allows your bond to flourish. Honesty doesn't mean being harsh or unkind. It means communicating openly and authentically. When both people feel they can trust each other, the relationship becomes a source of strength and support. Patience is often overlooked but plays a significant role in healthy relationships. People are complex, and understanding them fully takes time. Be patient with others as they grow and navigate their challenges, and extend the same patience to yourself. Building strong connections doesn't happen overnight, but the effort is worth it. Relationships are a dynamic part of life, constantly evolving as you and the people around you grow and change. By nurturing them with care, respect, and intention, you create a network of support and positivity that enriches your life. Each interaction is an opportunity to build trust, deepen connections, and create lasting bonds that stand the test of time. Chapter 9. Practice gratitude daily. Gratitude is more than just a feeling. It's a practice that can transform your life. When life gets busy and things don't go as planned, it's easy to focus on what's going wrong. But every day there are countless things that can remind you of what's going right. When you make the choice to focus on those things, you start to change your perspective. You stop seeing life as a series of problems and begin to see it as a collection of opportunities and blessings. There's no secret to practicing gratitude. What matters most is making it a part of your routine. It's about taking the time each day to recognize the good that exists around you, even if it seems small. It doesn't take much to shift your mindset, but the benefits are enormous. It's important to understand that practicing gratitude doesn't mean ignoring life's challenges. It doesn't mean pretending that everything is perfect. But even in the toughest times, there's something to be grateful for. When you train your mind to find those things, it becomes easier to weather the storms. Being grateful for what you have allows you to appreciate what's already in your life. It brings a sense of peace, knowing that despite difficulties, there are still moments of joy, of kindness, of love. When you make gratitude a habit, it has a way of turning every experience into a lesson and every challenge into an opportunity for growth. We often overlook the simplest things: the warmth of a morning cup of coffee, a smile from a stranger, the quiet of the evening. These moments, though small, are the building blocks of a grateful life. If you only focus on the big things, the achievements, the successes, you might miss out on all the little things that make life rich. Gratitude is about acknowledging those small blessings. It's about waking up and appreciating the fact that you have another day to live. It's about taking a moment to breathe, to notice the beauty around you, and to give thanks for the things that might otherwise go unnoticed. Gratitude isn't something that you just feel, it's something that you practice consistently each and every day. One of the simplest ways to begin practicing gratitude is to start a gratitude journal. Each morning or evening, take a few minutes to write down a few things that you're grateful for. They don't have to be big. In fact, the smaller, the better. It could be the sunshine that greeted you when you stepped outside, a phone call from a friend, or the feeling of a good book in your hands. The goal isn't to write down anything extraordinary, but to build the habit of looking for good things in your day. The act of writing helps to solidify those feelings of gratitude. It's one thing to feel grateful, but when you write it down, you're making a conscious effort to acknowledge those blessings. This simple practice can shift your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life. As you continue this practice, you'll begin to notice how gratitude affects your mindset. When you spend your day searching for things to be thankful for, your perspective starts to change. You become less fixated on the negative and more open to the positive. Instead of dreading the day ahead, you look forward to finding new things to be grateful for. You might also consider making gratitude a part of your conversations. When you talk to others, share what you're grateful for. This isn't about boasting or making anyone else feel bad. It's about spreading positive energy. When you express gratitude, it encourages others to do the same. It creates an environment where appreciation is valued and positivity is shared. Another powerful way to practice gratitude is by saying thank you more often. We take so many things for granted, but when you make an effort to express appreciation, you start to recognize the little things that people do for you. Whether it's a coworker offering help, a friend giving you a compliment, or a family member doing something kind for you, don't let those moments pass without acknowledging them. It's easy to overlook these gestures, especially when life gets busy. But when you take the time to show gratitude, it deepens your relationships and fosters a sense of connection. It also creates a cycle of kindness. The more you give thanks, the more you'll see opportunities to be grateful. Sometimes, it's not the things or the people that we should be grateful for, but our own growth. Acknowledge your own progress. Celebrate the small wins, even if they don't seem like much. Be grateful for the person you're becoming, for the steps you've taken, no matter how small. Every little effort counts. And when you start to recognize that, you build a greater sense of self-worth and fulfillment. Gratitude also plays a significant role in how we view setbacks. Life will throw curveballs, and there will be moments when things don't go as planned. But it's in these moments that gratitude can make the biggest difference. Instead of focusing on the loss or the failure, shift your focus to what you can learn from the experience. What can you take away from it? How can it make you stronger? This mindset shift doesn't happen overnight, but with practice, you'll start to see challenges as stepping stones rather than roadblocks. When you approach life with a sense of gratitude, you approach it with a mindset of abundance. You begin to see that life isn't about what you don't have, but about what you do have. Gratitude gives you a sense of richness, not in terms of material possessions, but in terms of your experiences, relationships, and personal growth. In the end, gratitude is about finding peace with where you are, appreciating the journey you're on, and understanding that, no matter how tough things may seem at times, there is always something to be grateful for. It's a reminder that every day, in its own way, offers something worth acknowledging. When you make gratitude a daily habit, you shift your focus from what's wrong to what's right. You learn to appreciate the things that matter most, and you find joy in even the smallest of moments. The more you practice gratitude, the more natural it becomes. It becomes a part of who you are, a constant reminder of the good that exists in your life. And as you build this habit, you'll find that it not only improves your mood, but also your relationships, your mindset, and your overall sense of well-being. Gratitude doesn't just change your outlook on life, it changes your life itself. Chapter 10. Embrace lifelong learning. The world is changing constantly. What worked yesterday may not work tomorrow. The tools, strategies, and knowledge that got you where you are today will not necessarily take you to where you want to be tomorrow. This is why lifelong learning is so essential. It's not about just completing a degree or learning a specific skill, it's about adopting the mindset of a student for life. It's about remaining curious, open, and committed to growth in all areas of life. Learning doesn't stop when you finish school or when you land your dream job. The moment you stop learning, you stop growing, and when you stop growing, you stop moving forward. If you want to rebuild yourself and continue to evolve, you must be willing to embrace lifelong learning, no matter your age or experience. Every day is an opportunity to learn something new, whether it's about the world around you, other people, or yourself. It doesn't matter if you're reading books, listening to podcasts, taking online courses, or simply engaging in deep conversations with others. There is always something to learn. Learning doesn't have to be formal or structured. In fact, the best lessons often come from everyday experiences, Every mistake you make teaches you something. Every challenge you face expands your understanding. And every person you meet brings new knowledge into your life. Life is the classroom, and you are the student. You don't need a formal lesson plan to grow. You need an open mind and the willingness to absorb what comes your way. The desire to learn should be a driving force in your life. When you approach each day with the mindset of a learner, it shifts how you interact with the world. You begin to ask better questions. You start seeking solutions instead of just identifying problems. You look at setbacks as opportunities to learn rather than obstacles to your progress. Instead of feeling discouraged when things don't go as planned, you look for the lessons that can help you do better next time. You don't have to know everything right now, but you do need to be willing to learn, grow, and adapt. The more you learn, the more you realize how much you don't know. And this is a powerful realization. When you admit that you don't have all the answers, you open yourself up to new possibilities. You start to see every conversation, every book, every challenge as an opportunity to gain new insights that can help you improve and get closer to your goals. Lifelong learning isn't just about gaining new knowledge or skills, it's also about adapting to the changing world around you. The pace of change today is faster than ever. Technology evolves at a rapid rate, industries change, and new ideas are constantly emerging. If you don't keep learning, you risk falling behind. It's not just about staying competitive, it's about staying relevant. The world is full of opportunities for those who are willing to learn. And if you want to keep moving forward, you have to be open to new ideas, new methods, and new perspectives. One of the greatest benefits of lifelong learning is that it keeps your mind sharp. The more you challenge yourself to learn, the more you stimulate your brain and keep it active. When you stop learning, your mind starts to stagnate. But when you continue to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, you keep your brain engaged and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. Lifelong learning is a key component of mental health and longevity. It helps you stay mentally agile, sharp, and ready to embrace whatever the future holds. Learning doesn't always have to be a formal endeavor. Sometimes the best lessons come from the people you meet and the experiences you go through. Conversations with others, whether they're experts in their fields or just people with different life experiences, can teach you things that you can't learn from books or lectures. Listening to someone else's perspective can broaden your understanding and give you new insights into your own life. In addition to the knowledge you gain, lifelong learning also builds your confidence. When you acquire new skills and broaden your knowledge, you feel more capable of handling challenges. You become more adaptable and resourceful. You stop seeing difficulties as insurmountable obstacles and start seeing them as opportunities to apply what you've learned. As you keep learning, you begin to trust yourself more, knowing that you have the tools and the mindset to figure things out. The world around you is changing faster than ever. Technology advances, new industries emerge, and old ones fade away. The job market shifts, and new opportunities arise while others disappear. Personal relationships change as people move in and out of your life. Your body changes as you age. These changes are part of life. What you can control, however, is how you adapt to them. The more adaptable you are, the better you can handle whatever life throws at you. Adapting to change requires a mindset shift. Instead of focusing on what you've lost or what you're leaving behind, focus on what you stand to gain. Every change, no matter how challenging, brings with it an opportunity for growth. It may not always be obvious at first, but over time, the benefits of adapting will become clear. When you resist change, you close yourself off to new possibilities. When you embrace it, you open yourself to a whole new world of opportunities. Take a look at your past. Think about the times when change was forced upon you, whether it was a job change, a move to a new city, or the end of a relationship. At the time, those moments may have seemed like obstacles, but in hindsight, they may have been turning points that ultimately helped you grow. You may have learned new skills, met new people, or developed a new perspective on life. Those experiences shaped who you are today. Change often leads to something better, even when it doesn't feel that way in the moment. It's important to remember that you are in control of how you react to change. You can choose to resist it, or you can choose to embrace it with open arms. Resisting change only causes more stress and frustration. It keeps you stuck in the past, unable to move forward. But when you choose to embrace change, you take control of your future. You empower yourself to adapt, learn, and grow. Sometimes, adapting to change requires letting go of things that no longer serve you. This could be outdated habits, negative mindsets, or relationships that hold you back. Letting go can be difficult, but it's necessary for growth. Just like a tree sheds its leaves in the fall to make way for new growth in the spring, you must sometimes let go of the old to make room for the new. It's about making space for the next phase of your life. Let go of the past and embrace the future with confidence and excitement. Adapting to change also means being proactive. It's not just about reacting when things change. It's about anticipating change and preparing for it. You don't have to wait for change to happen to you. You can take steps to prepare for it in advance. This might mean learning new skills, staying up to date with industry trends, or being open to new ideas. The more proactive you are, the easier it will be to adjust when change comes your way. One of the best ways to stay adaptable is to remain curious. When you approach life with a curious mindset, you become more open to new experiences and ideas. Curiosity allows you to view change as an opportunity to learn and grow, rather than something to fear. When you ask questions, explore new possibilities, and seek out new experiences, you are preparing yourself for whatever comes next. Curiosity keeps your mind sharp and keeps you engaged with the world around you. Sometimes adapting to change means learning to let go of your expectations. You may have a clear idea of how things are supposed to be, but life doesn't always go according to plan. When things don't turn out the way you expect, it's important to remain flexible and adjust your expectations. It's not about giving up on your goals, it's about being willing to adjust your approach when necessary. When you let go of rigid expectations, you make room for new possibilities to emerge. Adapting to change also requires a level of resilience. Life is full of ups and downs, and change often comes with its share of challenges. But resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks, to keep going even when things get tough. Resilience is what allows you to adapt to life's challenges and continue moving forward. It's not about avoiding difficulties. It's about facing them head on and finding a way to move through them. As you continue to grow and face new changes in your life, remember that each change is an opportunity to rebuild yourself. Every challenge is a chance to learn, to adapt, and to become better than you were before. Change is not something to fear, it's something to embrace. When you learn to adapt, you unlock your full potential and position yourself for success. The ability to adapt is one of the greatest strengths you can cultivate. It's what will allow you to navigate life's twists and turns with confidence and resilience. The world around you is changing faster than ever. Technology advances, new industries emerge, and old ones fade away. The job market shifts, and new opportunities arise while others disappear. Personal relationships change as people move in and out of your life. Your body changes as you age. These changes are part of life. What you can control, however, is how you adapt to them. The more adaptable you are, the better you can handle whatever life throws at you. Adapting to change requires a mindset shift. Instead of focusing on what you've lost or what you're leaving behind, focus on what you stand to gain. Every change, no matter how challenging, brings with it an opportunity for growth. It may not always be obvious at first, but over time, the benefits of adapting will become clear. When you resist change, you close yourself off to new possibilities. When you embrace it, you open yourself to a whole new world of opportunities. Take a look at your past. Think about the times when change was forced upon you, whether it was a job change, a move to a new city, or the end of a relationship. At the time, those moments may have seemed like obstacles, but in hindsight, they may have been turning points that ultimately helped you grow. You may have learned new skills, met new people, or developed a new perspective on life. Those experiences shaped who you are today. Change often leads to something better, even when it doesn't feel that way in the moment. It's important to remember that you are in control of how you react to change. You can choose to resist it, or you can choose to embrace it with open arms. Resisting change only causes more stress and frustration. It keeps you stuck in the past, unable to move forward. But when you choose to embrace change, you take control of your future. You empower yourself to adapt, learn, and grow. Sometimes, adapting to change requires letting go of things that no longer serve you. This could be outdated habits, negative mindsets, or relationships that hold you back. Letting go can be difficult, but it's necessary for growth. Just like a tree sheds its leaves in the fall to make way for new growth in the spring, you must sometimes let go of the old to make room for the new. It's about making space for the next phase of your life. Let go of the past and embrace the future with confidence and excitement. Adapting to change also means being proactive. It's not just about reacting when things change, it's about anticipating change and preparing for it. You don't have to wait for change to happen to you. You can take steps to prepare for it in advance. This might mean learning new skills, staying up to date with industry trends, or being open to new ideas. The more proactive you are, the easier it will be to adjust when change comes your way. One of the best ways to stay adaptable is to remain curious. When you approach life with a curious mindset, you become more open to new experiences and ideas. Curiosity allows you to view change as an opportunity to learn and grow, rather than something to fear. When you ask questions, explore new possibilities, and seek out new experiences, you are preparing yourself for whatever comes next. Curiosity keeps your mind sharp and keeps you engaged with the world around you. Sometimes adapting to change means learning to let go of your expectations. You may have a clear idea of how things are supposed to be, but life doesn't always go according to plan. When things don't turn out the way you expect, it's important to remain flexible and adjust your expectations. It's not about giving up on your goals, it's about being willing to adjust your approach when necessary. When you let go of rigid expectations, you make room for new possibilities to emerge. Adapting to change also requires a level of resilience. Life is full of ups and downs, and change often comes with its share of challenges. But resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks, to keep going even when things get tough. Resilience is what allows you to adapt to life's challenges and continue moving forward. It's not about avoiding difficulties. It's about facing them head on and finding a way to move through them. As you continue to grow and face new changes in your life, remember that each change is an opportunity to rebuild yourself. Every challenge is a chance to learn, to adapt, and to become better than you were before. Change is not something to fear, it's something to embrace. When you learn to adapt, you unlock your full potential and position yourself for success. The ability to adapt is one of the greatest strengths you can cultivate. It's what will allow you to navigate life's twists and turns with confidence and resilience. The more you embrace change, the more you'll realize that it's not the change itself that is difficult, it's your resistance to it. The moment you accept that change is a natural part of life, you'll find that it becomes easier to adapt. Embrace change, and you'll find that life becomes an exciting journey of growth and possibility. Chapter 12. Share your journey. As you rebuild yourself, you start to recognize the value in everything you've been through, the challenges, the victories, the lessons learned along the way. But the truth is, your journey isn't just for you. It's a gift you can offer to others. The stories of your struggles and triumphs have the potential to inspire, to motivate, and to make a real difference in someone else's life. Sharing your journey is not just about talking about what you've accomplished. It's about showing others that it's possible to overcome obstacles, to change, and to grow. We often think of success as a solitary achievement, something that we reach after working hard behind closed doors. And while hard work is necessary, success is not only about what you accomplish, it's about what you give back. When you share your journey, you open the door for others to see that they too are capable of rebuilding their lives. Your experience becomes a roadmap for someone else, showing them that change is possible no matter where they start. It can be hard to be vulnerable and open about your past. You might worry about being judged, or you might fear that your story isn't interesting or important enough to share. But the truth is, your story is unique, and it has the power to resonate with someone who needs to hear it. What might seem like a small piece of your journey could be exactly what someone else needs to keep going. People don't need to hear about perfection. They need to hear about real, authentic experiences. They need to know that someone else has faced the same struggles, has been through the same doubts, and has come out stronger on the other side. When you share your journey, you not only help others, but you also help yourself. There's something powerful about reflecting on your experiences, putting your thoughts into words, and realizing just how far you've come. Sharing your story allows you to process your growth and make sense of the steps you've taken. It's a way of celebrating your own progress, acknowledging the challenges, and embracing the lessons. In many ways, sharing your journey is as much for you as it is for others. One of the most powerful ways to share your journey is through conversation. Don't underestimate the impact of simply talking with someone about your experiences. Sometimes, all someone needs is to hear that they're not alone in their struggles. Sharing your story can be a simple yet profound way to connect with others, offering them the encouragement they need to keep moving forward. Whether it's a conversation with a friend, a family member, or even a stranger, your words can have a lasting impact. If you're more comfortable writing, consider journaling or starting a blog. Writing gives you the space to reflect on your journey, and it also provides a platform for others to read your story. Your experiences, your lessons, and your insights can reach people who might never have the opportunity to hear them in person. Writing allows you to share your journey with a wider audience, and the best part is that it's on your terms. You control the message, and you decide how much or how little you want to share. Social media is another powerful tool for sharing your journey. While it's easy to get caught up in the highlight reels of others' lives, social media can also be a place for authenticity and vulnerability. By sharing your story online, you can inspire and connect with people from all over the world. You don't have to have a massive following or be a professional influencer to make an impact. A simple post sharing a moment of personal growth or a lesson learned can resonate deeply with someone who needed to hear it. Your story might be just what they need to feel seen, heard, and understood. When you share your journey, you also create a sense of accountability for yourself. It's easy to lose sight of your goals or to get discouraged when you're working in isolation. But when you put your story out into the world, you invite others into your process. This can motivate you to keep going, to keep working toward the person you want to become, knowing that others are watching and supporting you. Sharing your journey can be a reminder that you're not just working for yourself, you're also working for those who are inspired by your progress. It's also important to remember that your journey doesn't have to be perfect for it to be worth sharing. Too often, people hold back because they think they have to wait until everything is perfect. But the truth is, no one has it all together. Everyone is learning, growing, and facing their own challenges. It's the imperfection, the messiness of life, that makes your journey relatable and real. People don't need to hear about the ideal version of you. They need to hear about the real version of you, the person who's willing to keep going despite the struggles, the person who's committed to rebuilding themselves, one step at a time. Sharing your journey isn't just about telling your story. It's also about being there for others. It's about listening, supporting, and offering encouragement to those who are walking their own paths. You've gained wisdom and experience from your own journey, and now you have the opportunity to help others by sharing that wisdom. You don't have to have all the answers, but you can offer empathy, understanding, and guidance. Sometimes the most powerful way to help someone is simply to let them know that you understand and that you believe in their ability to succeed. Another important aspect of sharing your journey is recognizing that it's ongoing. Rebuilding yourself isn't a one-time event, it's a lifelong process. Even when you reach one milestone, there's always more to learn, more to experience, and more to share. As you continue to grow and evolve, you can continue to share your journey, offering new insights, lessons, and perspectives. This ongoing process allows you to stay connected to others, to continue inspiring them, and to keep growing yourself. It's also helpful to remember that your journey is not just about you, it's about the impact you have on the world around you. Your story can inspire someone to take the first step toward their own personal transformation. It can encourage someone who's struggling to keep going. It can give hope to someone who feels stuck. Your experiences, your lessons, and your growth have the power to ripple out and affect others in ways you may never fully understand. There's no one right way to share your journey. It can be through a conversation, a social media post, a blog, a book, or simply by being an example to others in your daily life. What matters most is that you share your truth, that you speak honestly about your experiences, and that you offer your story as a source of inspiration and hope. When you do, you not only help others, but you also honor your own growth. Your journey is worth sharing, and by sharing it, you create a legacy of hope, resilience, and transformation that can inspire generations to come. You've got the power to rebuild yourself, one step at a time. Every small action, every choice you make, brings you closer to the person you want to become. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself every day. Keep focusing on what matters, stay disciplined, and embrace the process. You've got what it takes. Now go out there and start building the life you deserve. Your future starts today.